Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
I told you I ain't playing with y'all.
Dion Waiters.
Back at it. We getting money. Them niggas hating. Cause they looking bummy. They trying to do what? We nothing from me. We in this bitch. We getting money. What we doing?
Exclusive rock shit. Exclusive rock shit.
What we do? We getting money.
C4 Pentecost exclusive hammer.
Bitches on that deck, calling my phone, and I ain't even hit. Yeah, I'm on some shit, but you know I'm in the back.
Dion Waiters.
Low pole dunking, haters looking at what? I'm getting money.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I'm Chris Clem. It's been a while. It's been 2 weeks since the last podcast was released. I hope you guys had a good Christmas, a good New Year, whatever else you had going on. You had a good break because the show is back. I'm not going on an extended hiatus like I did over the summer. There was just some technical problems that had to be worked out, and I was really sick. On that last episode, my voice was pretty rough in the intro. It only got worse to the point where I could barely speak. But all those things are worked out. I'm on a new podcast hosting platform, a blessing and a curse, because I had to move from where I was hosting it for a very low cost because prices were getting too much because I have too many downloads. So thank you, everybody, for downloading it enough to make me actually have to invest some money into the program. I really appreciate it. This week, the Cavs, they rolled. They had two great games by Kyrie, two hot shooting games by J.R. Smith. But there's also something else that happened this week. It was a year ago, January 6, 2015, when the Cavs said goodbye to a man who many of us have grown to love, grow to hate, a man known as Neon Dion Waiters. And things haven't been the same without him. I don't think the Cavs would have made it to the NBA Finals if they had Dion and they had not replaced him with J.R. Smith, Shumpert, and Timofey Mozgov. As bad as Mozgov is playing now, you got to look at that as an amazing trade. Dion Waiters and one draft pick for those three really turned the Cavs around. And honestly, I have to say right now publicly, I was wrong. I doubted J.R. Smith would work out for the Cavs. I thought he would never fit in. It would be the same thing with Dion Waiters, just another attitude that wants the ball too much, but I couldn't have been more wrong. On the court, he's a much better fit because he's a knockdown three-point shooter and he does not need the ball. You just give him that open three and he knocks it down. He had two great games this week that showed that. But more importantly, he's also seemed to be a great teammate and he's become probably my favorite Cav to watch off court. This week, he tweeted out a picture of himself with the NBA hashtag NBA vote, and he tagged himself, J.R. Smith. And when I went to go find it later, it had been gone. So apparently, my guess is somebody in the Cavs organization told him it would be a bad move to vote for yourself for the All-Star game and made him delete that tweet. But he did. And I noticed, and it didn't pass my eyes. I saw that, JR, and I love you for it. Because, yeah, LeBron's going to give votes to Kyrie and Kevin Love publicly, and then Carmelo and Dwayne Wade and Chris Paul, who don't even play for the Cavs, and he can't give a shout-out to his starting shooting guard, JR Smith. You go do that yourself, JR. That's why you're the man. You call yourself JR Swish, and you call yourself an all-star. And if you played like these last two games all year, you would be an all-star because you are shooting the ball amazing. I'm talking to J.R. Smith like he's listening. He's not listening, but if he is, I love him. He's a huge fan favorite here at the C4 podcast. And with Mozgov sliding back down, he's pretty much taken his spot over as the number one fan-supported player on the C4 podcast. J.R. Smith, you have my seal of approval. The Cavs play tonight against the Timberwolves. That should be an interesting game to see what happens with Kevin Love going back to where he left. It's always good time. It's not comparable to the Cavs and LeBron, but it's always fun to see a star player go back to their old franchise to play a game. But I imagine the Cavs will just roll without many, many obstacles. Special shout out to John Wall. If you're going to bitch about Kyrie Irving getting more votes for you in the All-Star game without playing, you should probably back that up instead of having one of your worst games of the season. Just a note. The Wizards always have tried to make themselves relevant at the expense of the Cavs, and it has never worked out for the past 10 years, 12 years. So just stop. Be irrelevant and be mediocre. And John Wall, you had a great season last year. I don't know what's happening. You need Bradley Beal back that bad? Now this has just turned into me yelling at NBA players. I don't want that to happen. I do want the Cavs to win tonight, and I think they will. There's no Kristen's term today, but there will be on Tuesday. But for now, I have a very special tribute. This is an honor. It goes to shout out to the man, the king of Waiters Island, Dion Waiters. Once a Cav, always a Cav. Here it is, the highlights of Dion Waiters as a Cleveland Cavalier.
With the fourth pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers select Dion Waiters of Syracuse University.
An emotional moment for Dion Waiters as Thomas Robinson continues to wait. Dion Waiters out of Syracuse.
Dion into the hole. Strong with the right hand. Finished it off.
That was a smart move by Dion.
Thanks, man. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it.
How's your day going?
It's going well, man. It was a great practice today.
Great practice, bro. Man, you just get tired of it, man, because you want to live. Like, you want to live your life, son. Like, I just hate when people put out stories that's not true. At least ask me. Come, be man enough to come ask me. And I tell you, I give it to you, bro, and then cut. I don't got nothing to hide. You know, I think everybody knows me, my personality. I may not come off the right way, but, you know, I don't mean no harm. But, you know, I just, everybody get tired of it, man. Like, especially with our relationship. Like, they don't know what we do. You're not going to always see eye to eye on the court. It's going to be the thing that, you know, gets you frustrated.
But shooters like yourself and Kyrie and Kevin Love, you still have to, you got to go for the next one.
You got to. You got to think about the next play. See, that's what always used to happen to me. I always think about that same shot I missed. Now it's just, you know, repetition, just forgetting about it and on to the next play.
That's it for this episode. I'll be back next week, twice a week, Tuesday and Thursday. Thank you for all the support, all the downloads. Tell your friends at C4Pod on Twitter. ChrisClem.net/podcast. I appreciate the support. The Cavs have a very weird road trip coming up, and it should be fun to watch. I'll be watching. I can't wait to see the Cavs roll tonight. I hope they actually go out of their way and try to highlight Kevin Love, although I think there's something wrong with his hand because he's been shooting terrible since he hurt it. But it'll be nice to see him beat up on the Timberwolves and teach Wiggins a lesson, although Anthony Bennett is no longer there. That's all right. I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday. Go Cavs. This is Cleveland. This is our town. This is our team. And I'm proud to say, hey, this is Cleveland. This is our town. This is our team. And I'm proud to say, hey, this is Cleveland. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.